Log into your computer and answer that phone call, because this week's discovery struggles to stay focused at work. Thanks for tuning into this week's Shelf Discovery. I'm Kristen Dreyer Kramer. Some people are born with grace and style. Others just seem to be an accident waiting to happen. And in the audio edition of Catastrophe Queen by author Emma Hart, a walking disaster stumbles her way into the life of her rich, successful new boss. The story starts a new job with accident-prone Mallory. After her apartment burns and she loses her job, she finds herself living with her parents and dealing with visiting family, desperate to get back out on her own. Fortunately, she finds the perfect job as the assistant to a high-end real estate agent. Or at least, it seems like the perfect job until she meets her new boss, Cameron Reed, and sees how young and good-looking he is. And she realizes that her job won't be as easy as she originally thought. Now, starting any new job can be nerve-wracking, but when you also have to worry about falling down and embarrassing yourself, or possibly falling for your handsome boss, it's even more so. And when Cameron repeatedly comes to Mallory's rescue, it leads to some serious complications in their working relationship. The rest of the story, of course, is pretty much as you'd expect, but the cute characters keep it entertaining. Mallory is a lovable train wreck who just can't help but get herself into trouble. Most of us know someone like Mallory, and her constant mishaps give the story its humor without going too far over the top. Of course, her meddling family and their constant questions and lack of a filter don't hurt either. Meanwhile, Cameron brings stability to the situation. The strong, responsible one who rarely trips over himself or spills coffee all over his desk. But although he's more even-keeled, the two balance each other out nicely. And even though, when you really think about it, the whole thing is based on an ill-advised and generally inappropriate relationship, the likable characters and their budding romance make for a fluffy but enjoyable read. But is it worth taking the job with this clumsy assistant? On a scale of buy it, borrow it, or don't bother, I say borrow it. Catastrophe Queen isn't unexpected or unforgettable, but it's light and fun. A cute story about a bumbling girl and the boss of her dreams. Well, it looks like we've come to the last page of this week's Shelf Discovery. Catastrophe Queen by Emma Hart is 6 hours and 40 lovably bumbling minutes long and is available from Dreamscape Media. For more information, along with show archives and even more reviews, visit shelfdiscovery.org and nightsandweekends.com. And feel free to send any questions, comments, or recommendations my way at books@shelfdiscovery.org. Until next time, wherever the week may take you, don't forget to bring a book.